From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. There's a book called Running Lean, Iterate from Plan A to a Plan That Works. And on page 75, under the heading Conserve Burn Rate, there's this piece of advice. I'm just going to read it to you here. Quote, "The biggest burn in a software business is people. Hardware is cheap. Rent, don't buy. Don't scale until you have a scaling problem. Don't hire until it hurts." End quote. Don't hire until it hurts. It's pretty common advice, actually. Go ahead and Google the phrase, and you'll find it in a lot of books and blogs and articles, including, a competitor of ours that I won't name. And it makes intuitive sense. You don't want to pour money into new employees until you absolutely know that you need them. Here's a guy named Wade Foster, co-founder and CEO of a company called Zapier, talking about why he so thoroughly embraced the idea of don't hire until it hurts.
You know, we just knew if we brought on a lot of folks, like, oh, we're going to have to figure out all this stuff around scaling the team, or is it going to disrupt the culture? Is it going to change things in weird ways that we can't predict? So there's kind of just that, I guess, fear of the unknown a little bit.
There's a lot bundled up in there. Fear of change, fear of hiring, fear of not being able to control a company as it grows. And so for years, Wade and his co-founders clung really tightly to the idea of don't hire till it hurts. They considered it one of their core philosophies, even though, interestingly, many more experienced entrepreneurs cautioned them against it. And here is where that eventually led them.
And so in February 2016, we launched this big new feature. And overnight, we started getting twice as many customers as we usually have. And our support team was then half as big as it needed to be. And so we've got this rule, don't hire till it hurts. And now it really, really hurts because we're half as big as we need to be. We need to go from 6 people on our support team to 12 people on our support team basically overnight. And none of our hiring process, none of our culture is built around like, hey, let's just bring a whole bunch of people on at once. That really required us to change how we thought about scaling and hiring at the company.
Now, let's be clear. Hiring is a complicated subject, and the opposite of don't hire till it hurts is not go on an insane hiring spree. That wouldn't have set Zapier up for success any more than its conservative hiring practices did. There's really a balance to strike between those two, and we'll get there in this episode. But because hiring is so complicated, I think it's important to dig into Zapier's full solution, not just how it changed how frequently it hired new people, but how it addressed all those fears that Wade spoke about a minute ago. How do you attract good people? How do you scale a company culture? How do you get over that fear of the unknown? So that's what we're going to dive into today, because Zapier has made enormous strides since realizing its error. It now employs 90 people in 20 states and across dozens of countries, and it recently got a lot of press for a pretty wild recruiting perk it began offering, a $10,000 de-location package for people in the Bay Area who want to take a job at Zapier and then move away. But before we get to that, and whether anyone's actually taken Zapier up on the delocation package, let's start by having Wade explain just what Zapier is.
Zapier is a workflow automation software that allows people to build integrations between about 800 different apps, so tools like Slack, Google Apps, MailChimp, Salesforce, that sort of thing.
The company started about 6 years ago, and it began as a side hustle. Wade and his co-founders, Brian and Mike, were working at a mortgage company together in Columbia, Missouri, and began building this software in their spare time at home, at coffee shops, at libraries, basically wherever they could find internet. And 9 months into it, in the summer of 2012, they caught a break. They were accepted into Y Combinator, the highly respected Silicon Valley accelerator.
Y Combinator requires you to move to California for 3 months. So we moved to California for 3 months. And then Mike needed to move back to Missouri because his then girlfriend, now wife, was finishing up law school there. So that's when it was like, okay, if we're going to scale up this company, we kind of have to do it remotely. And to boot, we needed to start hiring help, and we'd never hired anyone before. This is our first time running a business. And we didn't really know anyone in the Bay Area that we'd worked with in the past. But we had friends back in the Midwest that we'd worked with, that we were friends with, that we knew would be good early teammates.
Though, of course, they didn't know it at the time, the three co-founders were setting themselves up for exactly the kind of hiring problems they'd eventually encounter. I mean, consider what just happened. They decided they'd build a remote workforce, which is a big challenge, and then hire people that they already knew and trusted, which meant that they wouldn't have to confront the challenges of hiring unknown people or building a corporate culture. They set up the basics, like a chat room for all their far-flung employees to communicate on, and this all started before Slack came around, so they were using Campfire. And then they set up a twice-a-year corporate retreat where they'd fly everyone out to one location and work together for a week. But otherwise, basically, everyone did their own thing, and it all worked fine. They did eventually have to hire outside their network, but the process was slow and steady. They hewed to that don't hire till it hurts philosophy, which meant that they were only onboarding people occasionally, and that gave the founders a lot of time to meet people and introduce them and understand their exact role and so on. And then that product rollout from last year happens when suddenly they need to double their customer support staff from 6 to 12 people immediately, and it forces them to rethink everything. So, step one is just a band-aid. Wade himself jumps into customer service requests, just trying to lighten the load of his now increasingly stressed out team. And meanwhile, the company hires 6 people as absolutely fast as it could, and it really had no idea what it was doing. Who would train these new people? What would these people need to get up to speed as fast as possible? Zapier didn't know, so it basically just tried to do its best. And then, very, very critically, it used its new hires as a learning experience.
And as we onboarded those people, we tried to pay attention to ask them lots of questions about what went well, what didn't go well, things like that. And so we started to build out documentation around the things that didn't go well. You know, hey, this thing is really confusing to me. I still don't really know how to do it. All right, let's try and write up a guide for it. And so we tried to ask them lots of questions as they were going through the process, and abstract away and provide resources for the things that didn't work.
That's such a simple, smart thing to do. Want to know what your employees need? Ask them. A lot of times, entrepreneurs, and by extension, their entire company's leadership, are afraid to admit that they don't know something. They feel like they'll be seen as weak or incompetent. But Wade and his co-founders weren't afraid. You know, it might seem counterintuitive, but people want to hear questions like this. It means you're listening. It means you're willing and able to make changes. When Zapier asked its new hires for feedback, its new hires felt that they were working for a company that would listen to them and that they could trust. And then Zapier extends its listening tour. While it's using employee feedback to build a new onboarding system, it also starts listening to the people who have been saying that Zapier needs a new approach to hiring. And the main message was this: don't wait to hire until it hurts.
And this is what we'd been recommended by a handful of other support teams that had grown fast. They said, hey, just set a forecast. You know how fast your business is growing. You know that it takes you this long to hire people. You know that it takes you this long to onboarding people. You can kind of predict that out in advance.
What happened next? We'll get into it right after this word from our sponsor. Let me tell you the story of Best Self. Alan and Catherine were running a business together and each had a separate business too. So they were busy and they wanted to make the most of their time. So they started developing a tool that would help them do that. The result was a journal, a really beautiful, simple product with space to help them plan their day, organize their thoughts, and work towards goals. Their friends loved it. So Alan and Catherine launched a Kickstarter that turned out to raise more than $300,000. And then they shifted their efforts to building an entire company devoted to helping entrepreneurs perform at their highest level. That includes that journal, as well as a dry erase 13-week wall calendar, a letterpress manifesto, and more. Good problem solving, I'd say. Find their products at bestself.co. That's bestself.co. And now onto our second sponsor. I have to tell you something crazy about FreshBooks. Something that, no kidding, made me laugh out loud with glee when I heard it. So, okay, here's the setup. FreshBooks makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, even keep track of your work down to the minute so you can accurately and easily bill clients. And as I was talking with them, they got to telling me about their customer service. Call anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, and you'll get a real-life person, never a robot. And I was about to say, oh, thank you, that is such a difference maker, but like that's not even the start of it. Everyone who works in FreshBooks starts in customer support, so the entire company is trained in customer service, and if a user calls the company's customer service line and nobody picks up after four rings, literally every phone in the company starts ringing. Every phone. Can you imagine this? And whoever picks up is trained to help you out. It's just, it's so beautiful, I'm speechless. See this in action for yourself by signing up at freshbooks.com/PS, that's PS for problem solvers, and be sure to enter problem solvers in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Okay, let's get back to the story. Zapier dives in and does just that, building a plan so that it knows in advance how many people it'll need and when it'll need more. And that meant Zapier's co-founders were finally wrapping their heads around what it would take to scale their company culture. How can they encourage teams to work together when there are so many new people coming in? How can they encourage communication when every new employee could be somewhere else in the world? And they came to realize that it had to start with FaceTime. New employees needed to meet their coworkers in person, even if they'd mostly interact with them digitally. So the co-founders came up with something that, honestly, it took me a few minutes to grasp the reality of.
We made an in-person event. We call it Airbnb onboarding because we rent an Airbnb and then we all stay in it together for like the first week or so out of their tenure. And so that way they get introduced to a few new teammates and it's less intimidating to come into like a big Slack group where they don't know anybody. It's like, hey, I know this person. I've talked to this person beforehand and I feel comfortable.
I just want to make sure I understand that. So in other words, when somebody new is hired, you mm-hmm. get an Airbnb and you throw some other employees into that Airbnb and you invite them over for a week, did you say?
Yeah, a week. Yep.
This is what you do for everybody?
If you
hire somebody, where's the Airbnb? Like, what is happening? This is, what's the mechanics of this?
So generally, we are hiring about one person a month. And so it'd be like their first week on the job. We'd fly them plus their manager to the Bay Area, which is where the founders are now. And they would stay there together and we would just work together, play games at night, go out to dinner together. Just generally a chance for us to get to know them, then to get to know us on a more personal level, which is more difficult when you're all remote. And so that really set the tone for what their work tenure would be like at Zapier.
Are the founders still always joining this Airbnb?
Still to this day, yeah.
Seriously? Every time that you hire a new person, you personally hang out in Airbnb for a week with them?
Yes.
That is crazy.
It's time intensive, but we figured out a way to make it work. And the reason we did this was because what we heard from people, you know, we took this advice, you know, as we were scaling up the onboarding. Hey, what's working? What's not working? What did you like? What did you not like? To try and figure out, okay, how can we scalably onboard people? And one of the things that people liked was the fact that, hey, they met the founders right away. They spent a lot of time with them. They got to see that, hey, we cared about them as a person. We cared about their function in the company. You know, you're going to help us with X, and X is really important because of, you know, A, B, and C reasons. And they also just got to see, you know, how relatable we were, how down to earth we were. And that helped them be more comfortable interacting with anyone in the company, because we feel like, to continue to innovate, you need to be able and willing to solve problems with anyone inside of our team. You can't say like, oh, well, that's the engineering team's job. They're way over there in this company. We don't talk to the engineering team, right? We want the engineering team to be able to talk to the marketing team, to be able to talk to the support team, to be able to talk to the design team and solve problems together.
I'm going to just say this again. That sounds crazy to me and time consuming. But then again, don't forget what people say about corporate cultures. There's no cookie cutter version of a correct culture. What you want is a strong culture, and every founder and every company has to build that in a way that works for them. And for Zapier, this Airbnb onboarding thing works for them. So that leaves one other big question about hiring. How do you recruit the best talent? Zapier's hiring is a bit of a puzzle. They want smart people who know software, and the company is now based in Silicon Valley, where there are tons of great people to hire. But Zapier is a small company. It can't compete in salary or perks against the Googles and Facebooks of the area. And anyway, it has a remote workforce, so what does it matter if these people are in Silicon Valley? One of Zapier's engineers was thinking about this and came up with a nutty solution. What if the company offered money for people to leave Silicon Valley? For some people, that would be totally an advantage over Google and Facebook. I mean, that place is super expensive to live in, and a lot of people who move there just get exhausted by it. But it's where the jobs are, so people stay, or often take jobs that include a relocation fee so that they move to Silicon Valley for a job. And yet Zapier could offer this pipeline in reverse. If you're a talented person that fulfills a role that Zapier is looking to hire, and you're in Silicon Valley but want to leave Silicon Valley, you can work at Zapier and they will pay you $10,000 to move anywhere else. Take your pick. Siberia? Sure, just buy a nice jacket. So in March of 2017, Zapier announces this hiring perk, and it gets a ton of great press. Publications across the country report on it, and it totally helps drive applications and leads to new employees. But here's the most interesting thing.
How many people have taken you up on that?
So interestingly enough, zero out of one eligible person has taken us up on it so far, despite having hired, 10 people since announcing it, but all of the 10 hired have not been in the Bay Area.
That's amazing. Yeah. So in other words, let's just recap. You can offer $10,000 to people to do a thing, and you will get a lot of benefit out of that and not actually have to pay, or at least not so far, anybody the $10,000.
That's how it's shaken out so far. I mean, we're ready and willing and waiting to make it happen as soon as someone gets hired here from the Bay Area, but to date, it hasn't happened yet.
Follow that? People outside the Bay Area saw this offer, and even though it didn't apply to them, they thought, wow, what a cool company. And so they applied for a job at Zapier. And is this the solution to everything? No, of course not. But just think back to how far this company has come in such a short period of time. They went from a hiring philosophy rooted in fear to a totally new approach based on their current and future needs. And that in turn forced them to listen really closely to what their new and prospective employees need. It's not what every company's employees need, but hey, those other companies will need to figure it out for themselves. And yet, every entrepreneur, no matter the size of the company or the industry that they're in, can benefit from thinking about hiring this way. Don't hire till it hurts. Nah. Don't hire until it makes sense. And when you're thinking creatively about what you and your team needs, a lot is going to start to make sense. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week, so to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at @HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.